I'm Tracy Ellis with your 12th District Legislative Update with Senator Brad Hawkins. Where are we now with vaccinations for educators, and what role did you play in making that happen?
Back on January 7th, the governor and the Department of Health released their COVID-19 vaccine guidance and timeline for the state of Washington. And in that guidance, they separated out the school employees or critical workers that are above the age of 50 from those that are under 50. The ones that were above the age of 50 could get their vaccine as early as February, but the others were pushed out until April or May. And so I rounded up support from my colleagues on the education committees in the House and Senate. We sent a letter to the governor. We called upon him to make some changes, and fortunately he did. He did make that change just last week with his new guidance so that all school employees, regardless of age, teachers, administrators, support staff, could get a vaccine if they wanted it. And then I renewed my call on the governor and the Department of Health to designate February 1st as a statewide school employee vaccination day. We can line up the employees with masks 6 feet apart. They can present their identifications, and we could start getting our teachers and school employees vaccinated.
You're on a committee that heard testimony in a bill to safely reopen Washington. It was quite the turnout.
This was Senate Bill 5114. It's sponsored by the Senate Minority Leader John Braun, but also it's in partnership with Senator Mark Mullett out of Issaquah to move everyone into phase two of the governor's restart phase. Restaurants, we heard from gyms and fitness centers and other entities, and really, you know, the businesses in the state of Washington want to reopen. They want to contribute to the economy. The state budget is struggling a little bit because of it. And we had an overwhelming turnout. Over 1,600 people or whatever signed in. Hundreds and hundreds of people wanted to testify. Of course, it was a virtual committee hearing, but these people from throughout the Washington state that care about our health, our safety, and our economy packed the virtual committee room. And it was heartbreaking to hear some of the communications that were shared, but I think they made a really good case to get us moving to phase two. And I called upon the chair of the committee to move that bill out of the committee.
With your 12th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Brad Hawkins.